Test 2, Part 4. You will hear two friends talking about the sport of hang gliding. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4. I really envy you, Stephanie. You seem to be having the time of your life hang gliding every weekend. I'm seriously thinking about joining you, but I'm a bit concerned about the expense.
I hope you can join me, Rick. I'm sure you'd like it. Of course, you're right. Paragliding is not a cheap sport, so let me give you a breakdown of the costs involved. A top-of-the-range glider would set you back anything up to £4,000, but you don't have to spend that much. You can get a decent one for half as much, which is what I did. Or you could buy a second-hand one, which would be much cheaper, probably under £1,000. Then, of course, you'd have to invest in a harness, helmet, flying suit, boots and all the rest of it.
I suppose I would also have to take a training course, wouldn't I?
Yes, that's right. It's absolutely necessary.
Is it very expensive?
Well, it depends on your budget, doesn't it? I paid around £900 for mine. This is the one expense you can't avoid because you're not allowed to fly if you're not properly qualified. It normally takes about 10 days of flying weather to train a would-be pilot to club pilot level. But there are also two-day courses and a limited elementary pilot certificate is also available, which will let you take to the air.
Tell me about flying. How do you do it? How do you take off? Do you always need to run down a slope before you can take off?
No, not at all. You can take off from a level surface if you're towed by a winch or a light plane, which is what I did on my last flight. I was friends with a pilot, so I didn't have to pay a fortune.
What's a winch?
A machine with a heavy rope or chain for lifting heavy objects.
And how do you stay in the air?
By using the lifting currents of air. If you learn to do this well, you can stay airborne long enough to undertake long cross-country journeys.
This may seem like a silly question, but how do you make it go where you want it to go?
Well, first you launch it by running to accelerate it to flying speed. Then you relax into the harness while controlling the glider by moving your weight in relation to the control bar. Flying a glider is a little more demanding than flying a parachute and not quite as easy to learn, but a glider is capable of much higher speeds and better gliding performance and can be flown in stronger winds.
What do you like most about hang gliding?
Oh, Rick, where can I begin? I don't know. Maybe hang gliding at sunset. Oh, it's a fantastic experience, especially when there's a group of you and you take off together to fly for a couple of hours as the sun is setting. But I like flying solo too.
How about cross-country flights?
Well, some of my friends like them, but such flights take you a bit too far, and you have to be airborne for a very long time, too long for me. Did you know that the British distance record is over 250 kilometres?
Yes, it does sound too far. Can I come with you next weekend?
Absolutely.
Now you'll hear part four again. I really envy you, Stephanie. You seem to be having the time of your life hang gliding every weekend. I'm seriously thinking about joining you, but I'm a bit concerned about the expense.
I hope you can join me, Rick. I'm sure you'd like it. Of course, you're right. Paragliding is not a cheap sport, so let me give you a breakdown of the costs involved. A top-of-the-range glider would set you back anything up to £4,000, but you don't have to spend that much. You can get a decent one for half as much, which is what I did. Or you could buy a second-hand one, which would be much cheaper, probably under £1,000. Then, of course, you'd have to invest in a harness, helmet, flying suit, boots and all the rest of it.
I suppose I would also have to take a training course, wouldn't I?
Yes, that's right. It's absolutely necessary.
Is it very expensive?
Well, it depends on your budget, doesn't it? I paid around £900 for mine. This is the one expense you can't avoid because you're not allowed to fly if you're not properly qualified. It normally takes about 10 days of flying weather to train a would-be pilot to club pilot level, but there are also two-day courses and a limited elementary pilot certificate is also available, which will let you take to the air.
Tell me about flying. How do you do it? How do you take off? Do you always need to run down a slope before you can take off?
No, not at all. You can take off from a level surface if you're towed by a winch or a light plane, which is what I did on my last flight. I was friends with a pilot, so I didn't have to pay a fortune.
What's a winch?
A machine with a heavy rope or chain for lifting heavy objects.
And how do you stay in the air?
By using the lifting currents of air. If you learn to do this well, you can stay airborne long enough to undertake long cross-country journeys.
This may seem like a silly question, but how do you make it go where you want it to go?
Well, first you launch it by running to accelerate it to flying speed. Then you relax into the harness while controlling the glider by moving your weight in relation to the control bar. Flying a glider is a little more demanding than flying a parachute and not quite as easy to learn, but a glider is capable of much higher speeds and better gliding performance and can be flown in stronger winds.
What do you like most about hang gliding?
Oh, Rick, where can I begin? I don't know. Maybe hang gliding at sunset. Oh, it's a fantastic experience, especially when there's a group of you and you take off together to fly for a couple of hours as the sun is setting. But I like flying solo too.
How about cross-country flights?
Well, some of my friends like them, but such flights take you a bit too far, and you have to be airborne for a very long time, too long for me. Did you know that the British distance record is over 250 kilometres?
Yes, it does sound too far. Can I come with you next weekend?
Absolutely.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.